Welcome to the Elixir Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. I want to do a rundown of basically all of the guys that we haven't covered at the tiers yet. So this is going to be covering a lot of ground. I'm going to do it relatively quickly. Lots of questions about Mayfield. I wouldn't feel confident with him as my quarterback two. I think he's much more on a quarterback three fringe. Contract coming. Lots of concerns about that at present. Daniel Jones, he's missed. He's no longer on scholarship. New coach, new coaching staff, new front office coming in. Maybe he's a Sam Darnold's probably not a good comp. Like Dwayne Haskins, I guess, is lesser of a comp. Mitchell Trubisky, is Mitchell Trubisky like a comp for him in terms of a guy that got it on like a second? That ended up someplace in a decent situation on a second contract guy as a backup, get some developmental aspect. You know, there's some buzz. Hey, maybe he could, go someplace with being, if Dable gets hired, maybe he could bring Trubisky with him, something like that. Like, that's the sort of range I think we're going to find Daniel Jones in over the next year. Again, I think there's still stuff to – that's like interesting, right? Some of the deep stuff we've talked about this. I don't think he's good, but he has done enough to say that, he's probably still an incomplete, and that he hasn't, he probably hasn't gotten a fair enough shake, right? So that would sort of be the thing that I would say with him. If he would have to be kind of outside the top 30, right? I think he's outside the top, certainly that top 25. If I can get him outside the quarterback 30 range, I think that's interesting. Listen, he can run a little bit. He's got some deep ball stuff. Like, I think he's interesting enough to say, like, huh, what would happen? Again, I just don't know how that happens in 2022, though. And I don't know that story where he becomes a starter someplace else. I just don't know how that is. I'm interested if it would happen, but I don't know how that is. Sam Darnold, I'm willing to write off. Jordan Love, I think I'm holding in sort of that, if he's going to be valued outside the top 30 in startup picks, if Aaron Rodgers leaves, like, there's not necessarily an answer there. And I know that there's, he didn't look good that one game. Like, yeah, sure. Like, he didn't. But it's a one-game sample. I think I'm willing to say we don't know yet. So that would sort of be my thought there in terms of him. Taysom Hill, I think outside the top, it's, someone asked us in the group me chat today, how we feel about Taysom Hill. I think outside the top, I'd take him before Darnold. Right, I'd take him before Darnold for sure. I think I'd take him before like Drew Lock and those types. Him and Heinicke, like that range of the position is kind of interesting. So that would sort of be like, do I think he's a long-term starter? No. Do I think he could like be the spot starter guy that we've sort of seen a little bit? Yeah. Do they have a clear answer at the position? No. Could he be the starting week one 2022 guy? Yes. Right. Like all of those, like there's enough, and he offers some rushing upside, like where I don't think Darnold's good. I think at least Taysom Hill has provided fantasy value or can provide fantasy value. And even in a, if it's a two quarterback league, for example, which the context that question was asked, like there's worse players to roster as a quarterback four, right? Because you could potentially, like I did this with Kendall Hinton this year. Kendall Hinton was playing wide receiver again. Kendall Hinton of the famed emergency starter for the Denver Broncos on like no notice. He starts and a game, and now he all of a sudden he's eligible for a quarterback. But he's actually a receiver, and so I was actually able to spot start him in a game where I had problems, and he actually scored some points. I think it was a COVID issue, if memory serves, and Taysom Hill has that functionality as well. So I wouldn't, and again, if he's playing, tight end, or if he's playing, wildcat quarterback or something like that, he has enough, I think. There's enough that he does that could make him interesting in that realm where you could potentially start him in a troublesome spot, something like that, even if he's not the starter. Jimmy G, listen, he finishes quarterback this year, doesn't have a hit on his resume. I think he's going to be a starter someplace for the next at least couple years. He's 30. There's not a ton. He hasn't played a ton of games, which is interesting given his age. Like, he's not, in terms of, he's older, his body's older than the games he's played. In terms of both the, his actual biological age and his wear and tear age. So those would be the I guess the but with him, like, you look at him, he's one of the higher yards per attempt guys active right now. So all of those things, you can say, like, there's a lot of reasons to say, hey, he's maybe not that good, but at the same time, like, he's actually has been pretty good. He hasn't been super consequential for fantasy purposes. I mean, maybe he's, this is like, we talked about Mac Jones in a prior thing, like, maybe this is kind of what the Mac Jones profile would perhaps look like, something like a Jimmy G in terms of, like, hey, a quarterback 16 finish doesn't feel great, but you sort of are right there. Like, that could kind of be what he is in the 2022 version of the quarterback position. Not particularly interested in Drew Lock, Teddy Bridgewater as well. Like, I guess he's like a quarterback 4-3-4 type. I'm not super interested there. Minshew, I think, is interesting because at some point someone's going to need a starter, and I think he's one that doesn't cost a ton and has played well enough to be a guy that could be a Tyrod Taylor type, something like that. Wouldn't shock me with Gardner Minshew. So if we saw, if he started the over of 19 and a half games the rest of his career, that wouldn't shock me. Again, I like him in sort of that quarterback 4 type range of cost the position. Dwayne Haskins, maybe a backup in Pittsburgh. I was reading, I think it was Peter King, maybe, somebody discussing what the future might hold for the Pittsburgh quarterback situation. They mentioned Haskins as being a potential guy. So again, I don't, I you know, he's 25 and has basically done nothing other than, his stint in Washington being eventful to end, I guess is what we'll say. But could there be, if it's him and Mason Rudolph, like, who's going to win that job? I don't know. I'm tuning in to watch. So we'll see there with him. Mitchell Trubisky one is interesting. Could he see a 1 year, like a Jameis Winston type audition 1 year deal, something like that, someplace that has a quarterback other than Josh Allen as being at the top of the depth chart? Wouldn't surprise me. And especially if Dable goes someplace, even if like a Leslie Frazier goes someplace where they need a quarterback, like those connections, we see that with guys all the time that follow a coach someplace or go someplace where they have a coach landing. So that wouldn't necessarily surprise me either. Other guys, again, Heinicke is interesting. I don't think he's a high-level fantasy guy. Again, a lot of these guys, you're trying to move up the position. Anything you can do to sort of get to more security is the obvious play. Two is one as well that it doesn't have a hit, and I wonder with Tua, what does success ultimately look like? Is it? It's probably not, it's probably, if he posts a couple of top 12 finishes that are between like quarterback 8 and 12, like that's probably, like he's probably done pretty well in terms of his career. If you're gonna value that, but and that's the interesting part about that is you're like, yeah, but that's not a, I don't think that's a particularly high likelihood outcome either. Right, so if you're going to pay like a quarterback 2 price for that, you might as well like pay it with someone that has better odds or has worse odds that costs a lot less, right? I mean, that's the thing with him. Like, he's going to be juiced up in terms of cause versus his odds. I think there's a lot of ways to pivot off of that. And honestly, I probably would at this point. And so that'd sort of be my thoughts on him. Again, we don't necessarily like quarterbacks that don't have hits either that are valuable. If they have hit, if they don't have hits and are valuable, that's a dangerous proposition that we kind of want to get out of. So he's definitely one that that I have a concern and question about there for sure. Some uncertain prior hit guys: Wentz, Goff, Winston, Cam, and Andy Dalton. Of the guys in there, I think Wentz and Goff probably have the best shots being starters. Winston's interesting. They did such a detailed job of holding him under wraps this year that it gave me a lot of pause. You know, but again, he did. He had high yards per attempt. He had good touchdown numbers and all that stuff on a per pass basis. I just wonder, coming off his injury, what does success look like? Is it a couple more 1 year back to back deals, kind of like he's done with the Saints? You know, that would be, I think, my part of my concern with him would be that. So, again, from a quarterback 3-4 perspective, you know, if you put him in, him and Jordan Love in the same conversation, I think that's an interesting, you know, philosophical debate, how you sort of treat those guys. You know, I think if I can get Winston outside the top 30 of the position, he's probably warrants an investment. You know, outside the top 35 or so, I think he's probably a better bet there. But I'm not sure that's necessarily who's going to fall. So I'm not, you know, at that cost. I don't see this long-term rehabilitation, like where he's a long-term starter. You know, where all of a sudden we get, you know, he gets a really good 2022 season, and in 2023, you know, he's under contract for, you know, 3 years, $100 million. Like, I don't think that's going to happen. But could he see a spot? Again, we're in a situation where there's going to be guys that we're talking about in this episode that are starters in 2022 just by necessity. So I think that's the thing to think about with him. Like, yeah, he is coming off an injury and all that. That would sort of be my, maybe he's the most likely, you know, him or Trubisky, I think would be an interesting one. I'd probably take Winston over Trubisky just because we've seen him have success, even though it maybe looks different than you would necessarily expect it to look in 2022. So that's a really interesting, like, philosophical debate. Again, give me guys that have done it in that range, and give me guys that have, you know, typically the guys that have higher pedigree are the ones that get a chance to do it again. Trubisky, Winston, for example. So those would be sort of the thoughts that I would have to sort of guide your process in there. And again, it's definitely Winston over guys like Locke, for example, over guys like Haskins for sure, right? You weigh those multiple hits in there in that range, but I wouldn't probably pay like top. You know, even if he's quarterback like 28, I'm guessing we're probably not interested because there's probably stuff around him that's compelling enough that I'm more interested in. That is sort of my hunch. So that would be my leaning. Again, I haven't seen a ton of super flex drafts this offseason. So, you know, but I reserve the right to change. But as I sit here right now, that's kind of, I'm feeling a little bearish on his long-term prognosis. Brady, we'll see, you know, year to year, any year that he's going to play, I think you're looking at a top six finisher fully in his range of outcomes. The only concern that I would have right now, I think Brady, and I'm already plotting out 2022 research projects or 2023 book research projects. And I think the calendar aspect of it's something that I really want to like study and think about more, but looking at, you know, what's the, you know, the optimized play at certain times of the calendar, I don't think going all in on Brady at like quarterback 20 right now makes a ton of sense, because if you lose him, you know, if you pay him or, you know, 107 was a question I saw today. But like I probably can't trade Brady for 107 in an existing league. And why do I want to, I don't think I necessarily want to hold a illiquid, all downside as of right now asset, because even if I hold him, or if I go, you know, if I do a draft in August, how much more expensive is Brady going to be than he is right now? And I'll have all the information that I'll have, right? That they re-signed Chris Godwin, or that they re-signed, that Gronk's back, or, you know, that Brady has retired, or, you know, that Fournette's back, right? All of their offensive weapons, right? All of that situation. We don't necessarily know if Brady were to come back, like, to announce, yes, I'm back for 2022 right now. We still don't necessarily know what that looks like. So it would be the thing with him that I would have a little bit of pause going in on now. I talked in, and I'm writing this story in the book, about how I sort of waited until August to sort of pull that trigger on a team that ended up being pretty competitive. I went Mahomes Brady. I probably wouldn't play that card right now. That wouldn't be, because there's a lot of ways you can get burned by that. And it's all, you know, it's a lot of it's Brady. Brady retiring, the situation not being as great. Again, I think he'll probably be fine, but there's enough caution there that I probably wouldn't, you know, mid-first or Brady right now. I'm probably taking the mid-first, right? I'm taking the liquidity. And honestly, if I wanted to give a mid-first at rookie draft time for Brady, I don't think I need to go that heavy. But I bet you I could do it and get Brady back. So that would sort of be my inclination there. Ryan Fitzpatrick, I would assume he's going to retire, given the fact that he was shirtless at a Bills game this weekend. That's just that would be what I would adjust to. And if he is, an awesome career. Nick Foles, cuttable contract. He's got a prior hit. Ben Roethlisberger, again, I think he's going to retire. So those are the guys there. Some uncertain backups that are veterans that are maybe out there that could potentially be of interest. Tyrod. Again, it's like a quarterback for Mariota, 4-5, something like that. I doubt either of these guys are going to get sort of long-term jobs, but heck, maybe they could be potential spot starts. I think Mariota is probably the more interesting one in that range. Case Keenum is one that, in the event that, hey, they move on from Baker for, you know, the Browns trade Baker to, I don't know, somebody, and there's a deal there, and all of a sudden Keenum like could be under contract, like that would be an interesting that's interesting to me. So we'll be watching for that one. Again, not super high upside. I don't think the supporting cast is all that good either, but that would be one that I'd watch. And Tyler Huntley as well. I'm gonna do a little bit more work. I'll probably do a full show on just like the backup quarterback situations here. Probably not going to do it in this initial tiers run, but maybe be something we think about, like probably like post free agency would sort of be my thought process on that. Again, let's see what, if we get some trades and stuff like that, we'll do. We'll do some more of that. I think that backup quarterback content is actually pretty interesting, because we can think about guys like Huntley and the like, you know, be a little bit more tuned to those, spots. There's maybe like 4 or 5 that you're really good about around the league, and we'll do a review on those. But I think Tyler Huntley would be the one that doesn't fit in any of these real groups that I just threw there on the list of backups of interest. So, all right, well, that'll do it for this episode, all the way through the quarterback position. So again, we're in January. It's not the end of January yet, and we got like a couple hours with the quarterback content already out there. So reviewing all the positions, and then we'll sort of do some rookie draft stuff here as we go along. But that's on the back burner for now. We've got plenty of time to digest where we're at, get a strategic lay of the land for our startup drafts and all the like. And until next time, continue embracing the variance. We will talk again very soon.